Welcome to Beginner's Guide to One Piece, Episode 36, Anime Episode 28. I'm your host, Golios. With me, Barker, Bones, and Eisenhoft. And Barker, who is a beginner to the series, will be our guide. Barker, what happened in Episode 28?
The title of Episode 28 was, I Won't Die, Conclusion. Luffy versus Krieg. And we begin where we left off with Don Krieg on the deck of his broken ship and everybody else on the broken fin of the Barati. And a whole bunch of both the pirates and the cooks are all floating in the water. And Don Krieg is going to fire the MH5 poison gas. And he orders Gein to throw the mask away and die, because as we saw in the last episode, Gein is not sufficiently loyal in Krieg's estimation. So Krieg fires, Luffy kind of runs at Krieg, but Krieg has a new weapon to unleash on Luffy. He basically takes one of the shields that he has, kind of like the ones on his shoulders, and it actually is like a facade for a machine gun that fires these projectiles. And so he's like firing all these projectiles at Luffy. And so Luffy, is taken out for the moment. Gein does give his mask to Luffy as Krieg fires the MH5. And the poison gas is like sailing in. And Luffy's like giving masks to his friends, but he can't find a mask for himself. And then Gein actually gives his mask to Luffy. So it's a big sacrifice moment. And then, the huge poison gas hits and boom. And, the gas is finally clearing. And, the men in the water are all in suspense, what happened, who lived, who died. It looks like, Gein has taken the brunt of the gas. And so he's, helped by Sanji. Sanji comes and is holding Gein up, but Gein is in really bad shape. Then Luffy's like, okay, that's it. And he attacks Krieg again. And Krieg shoots more shells into him. And I think I actually skipped a part where Luffy actually pulled some of the projectiles out of his arm and his leg. And, so he's bloodied, but he's still not defeated. So when he attacks again, and Krieg shoots more of the projectiles at him, he still takes a couple, but he also is not defeated. And as he sails in, he does this huge leap through the smoke. And as he sails in, Krieg wraps himself up in this big, in his cape all of a sudden has like all these huge spikes on them, but that doesn't stop Luffy either, and he does pistoru, boom, right through the cape. The cape gets all bloodied with Luffy's blood, but he still smashes Krieg in the head, and Krieg goes down for the count and hits the deck. And then there is a great deal of suspense with people standing around and watching and waiting, and what is going to happen. Eventually, Krieg does get up, and another big fight ensues between Krieg and Luffy. Both take hits, but Luffy gets in really big trouble when Krieg pulls out his final weapon, his great battle spear, and supposedly if he just hits you with this thing once, you're done. But it turns out he ends up hitting Luffy a number of times with his battle spear, and Luffy's all like completely fried by it, but he gets back up. He just keeps getting back up. And Sanji is just blown away watching this, and Zeff kind of uses this moment, kind of makes it a teachable moment for Sanji, because remember in an earlier episode, he said, you need to watch everything that this Luffy guy does. And that's when, Zeff says, that, if the spear represents strength for Krieg, then that same spear is in Luffy's heart, that Luffy possesses that strength as well. And, he kind of intimates that Sanji should learn from that, you know, and maybe even emulate it. And in that moment, you know, Krieg is swinging his battle spear again, but Luffy swings his own fist, and there's this huge blast of light and smoke. And then when the smoke clears, the battle spear shatters, and Krieg is just like blown away, like, what? How could it be? And Luffy says, oh, it's easy. I punched it 5 times in a row. And there, you know, and now the spear is destroyed and Krieg is standing before Luffy. What is going to happen next? To be continued.
Who is Carne?
Who is King?
Who is Patty?
From left to right, we have Carne, Gein, and Patty. On the left, we have Carne, one of the cooks. He wears a classic cook's uniform. He has a blue sash around his neckerchief. He always seems to have a 5 o'clock shadow and wears dark sunglasses. To his right, in the middle of the frame, is Gein, the fleet battle commander for the Krieg Pirates. Krieg here is seen in his gray and sort of bluish-gray outfit. He wears a loose sweater with serpents on it. He has a gray and blue headband, black hair. And he is really beat up in this episode, especially now. He has been gassed by Don Krieg, and so he is in very bad health at this point. And then to his right, on the far right, we have Patty, the other cook, Carney's sort of partner in crime aboard the Barati. He is a very large man with very large forearms. And he has sort of a blue sailor's cook kind of outfit with a pink neckerchief around his neck, a headband, and a very carefully sculpted beard that is reminiscent of the teeth of some sea creature, perhaps a shark. Carne has a little bit of singeing on his hat, it would appear. I don't really see anything in the way of battle damage on Patty.
Who is Chef Zeph?
Who is Sanji?
On the left, we have Chef Zeph, owner of the Barati restaurant, with his chef's outfit, blue neckerchief, and extremely tall chef's hat. He also has brown pants and is missing one leg, as we know from the flashback. So he has a peg leg instead of a leg. We also see his distinctive, long, pointed mustache that sticks out on either side of his face. To his right in the doorway, we see Sanji, the head cook of the Barati. Sanji has blonde hair. He is a tall, thin young man who wears a very, very distinctive black suit and tie. Sanji is often seen smoking. And has currently some battle damage from his fight with Gein and Pearl before that.
Who is Monkey D. Luffy?
Who is Don Krieg?
On the left, we have Monkey D. Luffy facing off against, on the right, Don Krieg of the Krieg Pirates. Luffy is wearing his classic outfit of red vest, blue shorts, sandals. He's missing his straw hat because he's been fighting extensively. And he does have a lot of battle damage at this point. He has taken hits from Don Krieg's projectiles. So he has blood running down his arm and his leg. He also has a number of scratches and singes on his face and body. Don Krieg is now missing his trademark cape, lost during the combat with Luffy. Don Krieg wears a suit of golden armor on his upper body that also functions as a covering for different weapons, mostly guns of different kinds. He has brown pants, a headband, gray hair, and he is currently wielding the Great Battle Spear, which is a devastating weapon that up until now has killed everyone that it's come into contact with.
What was the setting in this episode?
This episode, much like the last one, was set aboard the twin wreckages, the wreckage of the Don Krieg flagship and the wrecked fin of the Barati floating restaurant, and of course the surrounding ocean waters.
What were the special moves for this episode?
We saw Don Krieg use one of his machine guns that was built into one of the shields from his armor. It's a projectile gun that runs a belt of projectiles through it in a machine gun fashion. We also saw him launch the MH5 poison gas, which exploded on the shattered fin and made Gein very sick. Then we saw Luffy attack, and Don Krieg at one point attacked fired at the mast that was laying down between the two ships, which caused Luffy to scramble a bit. And then Luffy leaped at Don Krieg through the smoke. Don Krieg fired his projectiles. Many buried themselves in Luffy's arms and legs. It looked like Luffy might be down for the count, but he was able to stand his ground and pull the projectiles out of his rubberized body. And then the fight continued. Luffy attacked Don Krieg, who swung his cape that was festooned with very sharp points in an effort to block Luffy. But Luffy unleashed Gomu Gomu no Pistoru and smashed right through the cape against the side of Don Krieg's head and smashed him down to the deck. Don Krieg did get up eventually, and the two engaged in more fighting, with Krieg employing his Great Battle Spear. And he did strike Luffy with that on several occasions, to the point where Luffy's skin was dark and singed, and it seemed with each hit that Luffy would certainly die. But he still managed to get back up every time. And finally, as Krieg swung the weapon in what he thought would be the killing blow, Luffy responded so fast that we couldn't even see what happened. It was just a flare of light and smoke. And then when the smoke cleared, the end of the Great Battle Spear, the blade end shattered, and Luffy revealed that he had actually punched the Battle Spear 5 times in a row in quick succession, and that had shattered it.
Very good. Do we have any last thoughts on this episode?
Yes, I wanted that cliffhanger to answer. Who is the winner of the battle? I was like, no, not to be continued again. Looking forward to finding out who wins.
Aha, very good indeed. And so this will conclude, indeed, our impressions and guide on anime episode 28. Thank you for listening. We'll see you next time on Beginner's Guide to One Piece. Yarr!